Welcome. My name is Dan Globus. I'm the director, lead mindfulness and meditation instructor of Meditation House. We provide mindfulness meditation sessions and programs to corporations. We've been doing this now for coming to 12 years. We've been teaching for about 17 years now. And I did my very first meditation over 5 decades ago. Actually, quite a bit more than that, but I won't reveal how long that was. You can just guess. We're going to be doing a 30-minute session today, a mindfulness meditation session. Meditation House is very different, I think, from most companies that do this, in that I don't spend a lot of time talking about meditation and mindfulness. I spend more time giving you guys the actual experience. I will talk a little bit about it, but just a little bit about my background, about mindfulness, about meditation, and then we'll go right into it. Because 30 minutes actually for meditation comes and goes so very quickly. And I hope you enjoy this. So just very briefly about myself. I did my very first meditation going back over 5 decades ago. It was like many people, I was introduced to meditation through yoga. At the end of a yoga session, we sat in corpse pose, laying on our backs, and the instructor did yoga nidra with me. That was my first introduction, and I learned primarily meditation through yoga and through Indian teachers for the early part of my life. And then about 17 years ago, I got into a bit of trouble in my life. I stopped meditating for a very long time, and stress started really getting me, and anxiety was getting me, and I was going to these very important meetings representing my company, and I was having full-blown panic attacks. And without going into all the details of that, it was a wake-up call for me that I needed to return to meditation. And I looked for a meditation school, a class, a group, a teacher. And at the time, I was living on Staten Island, and I will get a kick out of that. And I asked around, I said, is there any place around here to meditate? And lo and behold, there was. And what was it led by? An ordained Tibetan Buddhist monk. Go figure. How do you find a Tibetan Buddhist monk on Staten Island? I think there's a joke there somewhere, but there was one. I sat with him, experienced a very different style of meditation, ultimately felt that there was something to it. I befriended the monk. The monk accepted me as a student, ultimately made me a teacher. We opened up our very first meditation center together. And here I am all these years later, teaching what is really a combination. It's a hybrid of traditional Tibetan Buddhist meditation with mindfulness meditation with what's called Vipassana, or as he used to say it, Vipassana. I'm a certified mindfulness meditation teacher. But these sessions really, it's a beautiful balance because it's not fully corporate, not 100% mindfulness. It's got a really nice mix of traditional meditation techniques in it. So it's something that's a little more fun. It's a little more really into the traditional meditation side of it. So if you're a hardcore mindfulness person, this is going to be a little bit different for you, maybe a little more fun for you. If you've never meditated before, I'm so happy that you're here, because I think that most people that come to these sessions, they really enjoy them. So just the thing that most people want to know, what is meditation? What is mindfulness? The definition of meditation, as was taught to me by my first teacher that I still teach, is it is a practice. Practice meaning we're supposed to sit every day for at least 5 minutes and meditate, and we build upon the practice over time. It is something that will help us to reduce our stress, eliminate anxiety, and to address the challenges we face in life. This is really the difference between mindfulness and what a lot of meditation does, is that this is not just about sitting and quote unquote zenning out. This is about taking something that's within your life and saying, there's something about me I wish to change, something I want to bring to myself, or something I wish to remove. Meditation is the vehicle. It is the means to do it. Mindfulness is being present. It is being here now, listening to me, really absorbing what I have to say to you, being aware of your body, being aware of your senses, as opposed to just drifting off and attaching to, oh, what am I going to have for lunch? What am I doing later on today? Or what did that person mean when they said the following thing? So this is the mindfulness aspect, that we are here right now. We're going to experience meditation. And once again, I hope you enjoy it. So off we go. Let's do a little bit of meditating. In meditation, the very first thing we do is what we're doing right now. We sit. Or if necessary, if you need to lay down, if you're somewhere where you need to lay down, then you do this. You can sit on a chair, on a couch. You can sit on the floor, cross-legged. You could be outside, you can be inside. But you sit. And you rest your hands gently on your thighs or on your knees. We want to make sure the back is upright, but not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you. Think of it as a very proud posture. Proud because when we pay attention to our posture and sit upright, it is a proclamation that what we're about to do is very special. You make sure that the shoulders are resting in their lowest position. Just let the shoulders release, drop down, bring your mind to your shoulders and feel the shoulders and just let them release. Release that tension that so many of us carry within our shoulders. We make sure the head is centered, the chin just slightly down. Eyes can be closed, partially open, and completely open, your choice. We do what's called a body scan. We briefly inspect the body to make sure that each and every part of the body is relaxed. It is free of any discomfort. The way you do this is you bring your attention down to the lowest point in your body, down to your toes, and you simply wiggle your toes. Such a simple thing to do, but very powerful, because once you do this, once you feel that sensation within your toes, you're bringing your focus away from your thoughts and mindfully bringing your attention to your body. Now take that awareness and slowly bring this up the body and inspect each and every part of the body. In fact, go to any part of the body that is sending a message to you. Maybe that this part of the body is tight, it's tense, needs some relaxation. Make small adjustments along the way to release any discomfort. Now, there's parts of our bodies that we cannot adjust physically. We may have a tension headache, soreness internally. You may notice hot or cold. If there's any discomfort in any part of the body that you cannot adjust physically, the way you can address this is by using your breath. Imagine that discomfort as having a form. I like to use the form of a mist or a smoke. And you can give it a color if you wish. It can be white, it can be black, it can be purple, red. It really doesn't matter. Whatever works for you. We further imagine that by taking a deep in-breath, we can take that smoke or mist, that discomfort, and pull it away from the body. Try it right now on any part of your body. And then, with an open mouth, let go of it, release it. And stay there. And just notice how that part of the body feels now. We usually need to do it a few times. And do it a few times. Bring the full focus to that part of the body. And if you don't have any part of the body that's sending you those signals, simply begin to notice your breath. In this style of meditation, we do one thing which many other styles do not do. We set within our mind this thing called an intention or a motivation. It is the reason why we meditate. But what is an intention? What is a motivation? It is a simple statement regarding something you seek. I give people two sentences to determine their intention. The first sentence is, I wish to be. The second sentence is, I wish to remove. You can complete either of these sentences in any way that's appropriate for you. Please allow me to give you a few examples. I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. I wish to be happy. I wish to be focused. I wish to remove anxiety. I wish to remove pain. I wish to remove fear. These are only examples, yet if one of them resonates with you, please use it. Say it within your mind. Say it out loud if you wish. Say it once, twice, even three times if you wish. When you set an intention, each time you sit, which is supposed to be each day, you start out by bringing to mind that intention. It is the reason why you meditate. Each day that we sit and we meditate, we take one step closer to meeting our intention. Now, to connect with your intention and to connect with the meditative state, we turn to our breath and we gently breathe in through the nostrils. And gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. When you breathe in meditation, it's no different from what we do every day, how we breathe every day. But the difference is in meditation, you follow your breath. You notice it. You notice it as you breathe in. You notice it as you breathe out. With your next in-breath, see if you can feel it at the edges of your nostrils. And see if you can notice the temperature of the breath. When you breathe out, notice the temperature. You might notice a slight warmth to it. When the breath has left you, stay there just for a moment or two before you breathe back in. Use that moment or two to notice how you feel with each out-breath. When we focus on the breath and breathe in, and breathe out, we start to let go. We start to release any remnants of discomfort in the body. We start to bring a focus to the mind. Notice as you breathe in what you're thinking about. Most of us are attached to thoughts of something going on later today, something that may have occurred earlier today, something you need to do, something you feel the need to do. Allow the breath to do what it does so beautifully, so effortlessly, if you allow it, to take those thoughts and to release them. Imagine with your next in-breath that your breath collects your thoughts like a magnet collects metal. And then when you breathe out, that magnet releases. The breath helps you to release, to quiet, to calm those thoughts. We're not stopping our thoughts. We're not completely freeing ourselves. We're simply noticing what the breath does, and we allow it. It's almost with each in-breath and out-breath like we're saying quietly, letting go, letting go, letting go. The breath is helping us to return our minds to their natural state, a state of calm, stillness, peacefulness, something that many of us have lost a relationship with. We're so busy feeding our minds full of the need to think, to attach, that we've forgotten how good it feels when we can just let the mind be, just let it calm naturally, and to stay within that place. I'm going to bring you someplace now that most people love to go to, a place where they can truly notice that they have the ability to bring calm and stillness to their minds, to let go of all those distractions that occur in life. I'd like you to imagine yourself standing on a beach that you've once visited, a beach that you've visited many times, or one that you've always wanted to go to. Just imagine yourself standing on this beach in your bare feet. You can even wiggle your toes and imagine feeling the sand between your toes. Nice warm sand. You can feel the grains of sand, or maybe the clumps of sand. And very slowly, we begin to walk on this beach, feeling each step as we connect with the sand, with the beach, with our beautiful planet. We have an opportunity now to reconnect with our surroundings, to notice first the sun above us shining, warming our bodies. It's the perfect day. Sun is neither too strong nor not quite strong enough. Feel the sun caressing your body, warming it. And just continue to be aware of your breath as you gently breathe in and gently breathe out. We take in a nice deep in-breath and smell the ocean, that saltiness, that brininess that exists. Beautiful clean air, health-giving, life-giving. We turn to the sense of sound, of hearing. And we can hear things like the seagulls flying above us. And we can hear the sound of the ocean. We hear and see waves coming onto the shoreline. Just notice the sound, imagine it, of the waves coming onto the shoreline. Notice the power of the waves. Initially, there's this crashing sound, a powerful sound of the waves coming onto the shoreline. But then the water returns to the ocean with a calmness, a stillness, a peacefulness. We notice a rhythm of the waves curling onto the shoreline with great ferocity, and then curling back into the ocean with a peacefulness, a stillness. Many of us have sat for long periods of time on the beach, just watching and listening to the ocean, to the waves. Before we even notice it, our minds have calmed. We've become very relaxed. We've let go of all those things that we normally attach to and hold on to and repeat in our minds over and over. There's this beautiful rhythm, a letting go, that's so familiar to us. It's because the ocean, the waves, is like the breath. As you breathe in, it's kind of like the waves coming onto the shoreline. Then when you breathe out, it's like that water returning to the ocean, that calmness, that stillness. The breath enters us in a curling motion, and then it leaves us, yet it returns to the space in front of us. Experience the calmness, the peacefulness in this moment. Their opportunity to let go, to return your mind to its natural state, to reconnect with that peacefulness. Notice in this moment how your body feels. Look for any signs of calm, ease, peacefulness. Notice the state of your mind. Maybe you can notice the same with your mind, how the mind has calmed down. Not shut off, but just become more peaceful, more relaxed, maybe even more focused. All these are telltale signs that you are meditating, that you've connected with the meditative state. Each time we sit, we can reconnect with these positive feelings, these beneficial feelings. We're going to take a nice deep in-breath now and try to imagine that with this in-breath that you take whatever positivity, whatever peacefulness, calmness, relaxation that exists within you, and you're locking it in so that you can hold on to it for the remainder of the day, the remainder of the evening. Take a nice deep in breath. And a nice big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally, sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly begin to open your eyes and become fully present.